Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's precious and worthy name. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Unto you who believe, He is precious. In our last broadcast, we announced that at the end of this year, we will be concluding our ministry over WNAH. That is not to say we're concluding our ministry in West Nashville, in the Bellevue community, at the Gospel Chapel. Christians meet there every Lord's Day. We meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in that name alone. We meet as believers, as sinners saved by the grace of God, saints who have been redeemed by His precious blood. We meet as a part of the body of Christ that meets at that particular location in the name of the Lord Jesus and in that name alone. And we invite you to visit with us, because out there, there are a lot of Christian friends that you haven't met. No strangers now, just friends that you have not met. And during that last broadcast, we have mentioned that just as when we began broadcasting over WNAH some 25 years ago, we were and still remain committed to the inspired and inerrant Word of the Living God. Many have changed positions on this vital doctrine over these past 25 years, but we remain convinced and convicted that the Bible is God's Word, inspired and inerrant. It can neither be added to nor taken from. Further, we mentioned that we believe the Bible teaches that there is one God, eternal, who manifests Himself as God the Father, Romans 1:7, God the Son, Hebrews 1:8, and as God the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. One God, yet He has chosen to make Himself known to us in these three separate and distinct ways. Concerning the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that in John chapter 1, He is very God. In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He was made flesh and came to dwell or tabernacle among us. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ is God, God the Son. He was born of a virgin. We read that in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, just for one place. That's not the only place, but that is one of them with which most of you are familiar. And we believe, we accept, we acknowledge, we teach Jesus Christ, God the Son, was virgin born, nothing less. He came into this world by a unique arrangement, being born of the Virgin Mary. And because He was God, and because He came through this miraculous birth and did not accept the nature of a human father, He lived upon earth as a perfect man, sinless. That is not true of you. It's not true of me. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none right with God, no, not one. Only Jesus Christ, God the Son, who entered this world on the authority of the Bible by a unique virgin birth, could live apart from sin. And yet, bless God, when He died on the cross, He died for our sins. He was buried and He rose again the third day. And because He died, because He was buried, because He was resurrected from the grave that third day, and did so for our sins according to the Scriptures, those inspired and inerrant messages from God Himself, you and I can have eternal life, salvation, a gift from God paid for with His own eternal blood. Not only did He come as God through the miracle of the virgin birth, live without sin and die for our sin, hallelujah, He was resurrected. He came out of that grave. He ascended to the Father's right hand, Hebrews 10:12, and there He now acts as our high priest, Hebrews 10:21 to 22, and He serves as our advocate, according to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. Beloved, we are grateful for these 25 years on the radio, and yet now we, as stewards of God, have evaluated our situation and plan to launch upon a new direction in seeking to take the good news of the gospel of the grace of God to the people of Nashville. We trust you'll be with us. You'll pray for us. But as just mentioned, at the end of this year, we will conclude our ministry on WNAH. Call us if we can be of any help, and do visit with us at the Gospel Chapel, where there are no strangers. But thank God there's some friends you haven't met. Amen.